Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. The RAA's calling for urgent maintenance upgrades and speed limit assessments across the Limestone Coast road network. 46 people have been killed and 900 injured in crashes in the southeast between 2014 and 2018. The latest regional road report highlights the need to address serious safety concerns on the likes of Kangaroo Flat Road, Lucendale Road, the Riddoch, Narkat, Southernport, Dukes and Princes Highways, Carpenter Rocks Road and Clay Wells Road. Still on roads, and kangaroos have accounted for 85% of animal collision claims made in SA in the past year. The 2018-19 financial year saw a 34% rise in claims involving kangaroos, a total of 1,670 lodged during the period. The greatest number of kangaroo crash claims occur in springtime, prompting authorities to warn motorists to remain vigilant during the school holiday period. Speaking of animal collisions, police say a truck has collided with a cow on Glenelg River Road at Mount Shank overnight. No injuries have been reported from the incident. The road was closed momentarily but has since been reopened. Wattle Range Council will not be asking the Bandits Millicent Baseball Club to enter into a lease arrangement for the Bolton Oval Club Rooms until next season. There's never been a lease between Council and the Bandits over the facility, which has recently completed a $200,000 transformation. Council's Director of Engineering Services, Peter Holton, says a lease arrangement will be discussed next year, as a lease exemption would set a precedent for other clubs.
What Council will be doing over the next 12 months is continuing to work with that club associated with the establishment of a lease, but in the meantime, we'll continue to manage the facility and allow them to access the facility, and we'll pay all the associated fees and charges for the next season coming.
The Country Basketball League season is roaring back into action this weekend. In the Southwest Men's Conference, Mount Gambier has the round one bye, while the Millicent Magic have a double header of away matches, playing the Ararat Redbacks and the Horsham Hornets. Meantime, in the Southwest Women's Conference, Mount Gambier will be playing at home against the Warrnambool Mermaids on Sunday from 1 p.m. The Millicent Magic will be versing the Lady Hornets in Horsham.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.